Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. Bless you this morning. I want to continue today to talk about the mission of the Holy Spirit, but the Spirit as it flows from the person of the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, flows from the Father and the Son for the sake of our salvation and for the recreation of the human race, the beginning of the new humanity. It's the whole centerpiece of Christianity and what salvation is really all about is Jesus recreating all things. And Jesus said, I make all things new. Only Jesus can make all things new. He's going to make each one of us new. And he already has, and it's begun in us. And I know in this veil of tears that we live in here on earth, this unfinished situation, still living in a fallen world, still living where battles and skirmishes are real, and we have to face mortality, and we have to face sickness and disease and disappointment, and there's wars and rumors of wars and all the things Jesus talked about. So it's difficult. We're not yet in heaven. The Bible talks about in so many ways the already and the not yet. Paul says that we already are united to Jesus. We're already sitting with him at the right hand of the Father because we're now one body in Christ. We're connected to Jesus. So it's begun. And we have his life present in us. And they dwell in us, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in a temple. And that makes us a new creation. But the fulfillment of that and the real power of it is going to get revealed when, by the command of Jesus, we pass from death to life. That's amazing. I mean, that's the definition. People use the word awesome. That's the definition of real awesomeness. And friends, this is the most important story for the human race. There's lots of stories that are being communicated every day that are pushing constantly and positioning for the first place to get everybody's attention and to take center stage. There's so much news out there, whether it's fake news or whatever kind of news, there's news everywhere. But guess what? This is the news. This is good news. And it's good news for every single person. And unlike the news that's out there every day, this news touches every human person right to the heart, right to the core of our being. And it's God's good news. It's called the gospel. It's the good news of God. It's good news about who God is. It's good news about who God made us to be. It's good news about God coming to save those he made and giving us power, as John the Apostle said, to give us power to become children of God, to become something new. And that is, if you're baptized into Christ, that is the biggest, most important thing in your life. It's the most important thing about you. You literally are a new creation. Over the last couple of days, we've been talking about a set of passages just picked out from the New Testament that talk about the glory of our Lord Jesus. Because as he said in John's Gospel, chapter 7, where it's recorded, Jesus said that all those who believe in him, out of their hearts will flow rivers of living water. The living water, as we mentioned, is an image of the Holy Spirit. And John makes it clear to us that Jesus is speaking about the Spirit. He said, for as yet the Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. So it's kind of the heart of what we're talking about this week, the reality of the mission, the life, the centrality of the Holy Spirit in the Christian life, and the coming of the Holy Spirit being directly connected to Jesus entering fully into his glory at the right hand of the Father. There's really no one else, and some of these passages will show us, there's no other religious leader. There's no other religion, there's no other politician, there's no technology, there's no nothing that can produce this. Only Jesus can do this. This is why he's the only Savior of the world. He's the only eternal Son of God. And all things were made for him. All things were made by him. He is first in all things. He's preeminent, Scripture says, in all things. All power and authority belong to him, and the final word belongs to him. The final word about what's right and wrong, the final word about the meaning of human history, the final word about what's good, what love is, what a human being is, who God is, all the things that are suddenly, it's not so sudden, I know it's unfolded over a few hundred year period of time, but it's coming pretty intensely these days in the Western world in particular, the redefining of everything, the story of God being jettisoned, and fake stories, fake news, you might say, fake stories emerging about what's real and what's not real, what's true, what's not true, what's human, what's not human. All that that's unfolding right now in our country and around the world. And it's coming fast and intense. What it is, friends, and it's important for us to see it at the core, at its foundation, where the people who are pursuing it and who are communicating it, understand it or not, its root is spiritual. It's a spiritual battle. It's fallen human nature. It's human hearts being tempted and seduced by demonic forces, demonic powers that are seducing us to believe what we want to believe, that we can be God. And it's an attempt to throw off the lordship of Jesus at its core. Whether people fully understand that or not is not the issue. It's a fact. That's what's going on. Because all power and authority belongs to Jesus. All of creation was made for him, made by him. It's the Father's gift to him. He's the one who defines what it is. Nobody else can, even though we pound our chests today and insist on it. Let's continue to look at some of these passages about the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 17, there's such a beautiful passage, verse 24, where Jesus is speaking to the Father, that priestly prayer of Jesus. He says, Father, I desire that they, you know, those the apostles, but all of us, would behold my glory, which you have given to me. That's the heart of Jesus. What does Jesus want for you? He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be set free. He wants you to know the joy of living in the Holy Spirit. All of it moving toward this. He wants you to be able to behold his glory in heaven. He wants to share that glory with you personally and with all of us. It's spectacular. It's absolutely spectacular. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So this is why Jesus came, right, to deal with the sin problem that, you know, caused us to fall from glory, fall from the relationship and the position we had with the Father, and sin and sin's power has dominion over the human heart and the human mind. And it's a rule, it's a dominion, it's a power, and it's expressed ultimately through death and destruction. It's rooted in rebellion, and Jesus came to break that rebellion. It's a false kingdom. It's a kingdom set up by the king of darkness, Satan himself. And he seduces us because he knows we're susceptible because of pride, inordinate self-love, desire for power, money, honor, control, security, all of it. And he seduces us. And we live with a vision that's this world only. And we make our valuations and calculations based on what we can achieve most in this world, thinking it's going to satisfy us. And it literally can't satisfy you. It can't. It can give you some sense of contentment or some sense of worth, but you're made for more than the best this world can give you. You're made for more. And so it will never ultimately satisfy you because you're the crown of this creation. You're a human being. You're the image of God. Only God will satisfy you. You were made for a marriage. You were made for a marriage with God. But we run after all kinds of idols, friends. We want things to be more important and more powerful in our life than they ever can be. Certain things can be temporarily, even human love, which is the second highest thing. But if we make our boyfriend, our girlfriend, our spouse, whatever, the first love in our life, it won't work. You cannot find in your spouse what your heart ultimately is really longing for. You can find some of it. You can touch some of it because you're both the image of God. But what you really long for, and the reason you're never fully satisfied, and if any men are listening to the program today, or women you've jumped from relationship to relationship, marriage to marriage, I'm not raising it to condemn you. I'm just saying you're not hearing your heart. You don't know who you are. What you really want and what can only satisfy you is God. I remember St. Augustine said, seek what you seek, but not where you seek it. Seek what you seek, but not where you seek it. What do you seek? You ultimately seek total love. Total love. Total joy. Absolute fulfillment. That's what you long for. We long for it because we're made for it. But there's only one place to find it. It's in God. So as Augustine is saying, seek it. Yes, seek it. But seek it in the right place. It's not in any other god, the gods of the nations. It's not in any other religion or some motivational speaker or a big fat bank account or whatever. It's just not there. Friends, it's not even in our kids that we love so much. And it's totally right for us. It's God's plan that this be one of the great loves that we ever know in this world, and that we cherish it and we value it, and it does touch us so deeply. I'm not minimizing that at all. But if you're living for your child instead of first living for God, if you're trying to find your fulfillment, your personal fulfillment in your child, you're turning your child into an idol. Your child can't lead you to glory, the glory that you seek, the glory that your heart seeks, and the glory you were made for. Only Christ can do that for you. Romans 6, verse 4. Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Scripture says in another place he was raised by the power of the Spirit, by the glory of the Father. Is the Spirit the radiant glory of the Father? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the reality of the radical eternal love between the Father and the Son, and that love is spilled over into a fallen race of people who are dying to know love and to be able to live in real love. But we're living in a fallen world that knows nothing but mostly counterfeit, phony counterfeit love that never satisfies. Romans 9:23. In order to make known, Paul preached the gospel, he said, in order to make known the riches of his glory. The riches of his glory. This is why the church exists. This is the mission of the church. To make known the riches of the glory that is in Jesus Christ. And that Jesus desires to bring the riches of his glory. What are these riches? Oh, his eternal life that's in him. His power over all things. His victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. His capacity to give us a share in what belongs to him. To make us a new creation. It's so amazing. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. Jesus is the Lord of glory. He's the Lord of all. That means all power and authority belong to him. And he's living in glory. And it's the glory that the Father has given him, the renown of God, the majesty, the greatness, the power, all that belongs to God belongs to Jesus, right? As the eternal Son of God. But Mary's Son, this is the mystery, the incarnation. This is how humanity, friends, gets raised to glory in the person of Jesus. Because no matter how much glory, isn't it interesting? No matter how much glory we get in this world, we could literally be the recipient of the most earthly glory a human being has ever received. And we're still going to die. And we're still going to, you know, we still have no power over death. And we're going to fade away and people will forget us anyway, ultimately. It's the ultimate tragedy. But Jesus has come to shed light into the darkness. And only Jesus can do that. He doesn't come just to give us, you know, a strategy of how to be more successful in this world. He's come to save us from a fallen world and unite us to God himself. I mean, it's so much bigger than everything we chase after with such intensity. Friends, hope you can join me again tomorrow. We're going to continue to read these passages. Have a great day. Bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.